In Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible writer encourages his readers to live appropriately before God, urging them not to fall short of the grace of God. And to make his case, he cites the example of someone he describes as a profane person. He's talking about Esau and says in verse 17, "For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears." Esau wouldn't repent of his sin. He was sorry, but only that he lost the birthright and was rejected by God. And that's because he didn't value what he had. He despised his birthright. Too hungry to wait, he sold his position to his brother for a morsel of food. The parallel is obvious. There's a real danger a person might sell their spiritual birthright, and no matter what you trade it for, it's always far too low a price. Raised to know the Lord and wandering away from God is despising the birthright, selling your spiritual future for a mess of pottage, a meal of lentils. And this wasn't a momentary lapse on the part of Esau. People make mistakes. This was a reflection of the state of his heart, of his lack of surrender to God. It was a reflection of his attitudes, the way he lived, and sadly, he didn't find it within himself to repent of the hardness in his heart. So what we want to make sure of today is that we don't fall into the same trap of failing to value salvation. Nobody at the end of their life is happy that they bartered salvation for wealth or position or fun. What seems valuable now in a worldly sense will later seem empty and worthless. God offers you the birthright today, eternal inheritance. Don't waste that. It's far more valuable than anything else. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.